This is the Diehards. The Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pappy and Mark Linehan.
Good evening. Once again, welcome to the Diehards here, SB Nation Radio, O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston. And for once, Mark Linehan, it's not raining.
Yeah, I know. No traffic either.
Still no traffic on the roads, but why is that?
I don't know. It's like a ghost town, I guess, even without the ghosts.
By the way, how you feeling? You don't look too good.
No, I think I have.
You think you have it?
Yeah, I think I've got, what's it called?
Don't tell me you have it.
Coronavirus.
I don't even want you I don't even want you in my house. Don't touch anything.
I got number 20, not 19. I'm
okay,
ahead of my time.
Great.
What happened to the first 18?
Is this like the most bizarre thing ever in the history of the
world? More and more bizarre.
And again, there's no end in sight. I know, you know, the president and all these folks.
President wants to drop the puck. Let's get it going.
Let's play.
Play ball. There you go.
You know, May 1st, let's get things going again. And there's a plan to roll everything out.
Yep.
You know, and then you have Cuomo and talking to all the governors here in New England, saying not so fast. We're gonna wait another month here to see what happens. So well, May 15th is the next date that they take a look at.
I think Trump just said he wants to open 29 states.
Okay,
my guess is they're in the middle of the country.
Yeah,
I mean, last week we had Nebraska defensive coordinator Eric Chenander on, great guest, and talking to him again off the air during the week. And you know, Nebraska. Compared to us, obviously, the East Coast, you can see they're ready to play ball. It's not much action there until 100,000 people come into their stadium, and then all of a sudden, Nebraska's got an issue.
There's an issue there. Yeah. So we're going to talk a lot about sports coming back, and should there be fans in the seats? Will there be fans in the seats?
How about we invent some new sports?
Like what?
I don't know. I just thought of that.
All right. Well, to think a little bit more, and we'll talk about that later on the show when we need time to fill. On the program tonight, the sports professor, Rick Horro, friend of the show, will join us on the Progressive Guest Line. We'll talk a lot of NFL tonight. Our friend Mike Giardi from the NFL Network, he will join us on the program
and
tonight.
A sick little boy in Maine named Zippy's listening. I promise.
All right.
I'd say hi to
there
him.
You go. Hi, Zippy. Dr. Football, John Serenitas will join us. We'll do some NBA with Shane Young coming up next. It's the Beantown Rundown with the Diehards. He's Linehan. I'm Pepe. You're listening to the Diehards SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Nothing like kicking off the show with the highest rated segment, Beantown Rundown.
Yes.
Brought to you by Hillside Harvest. Take your meals to the next level with Hillside Harvest and their delicious hot sauces. Made from all natural ingredients and packed with bold and unique flavors, these hot sauces are like nothing you've had before, Linehan. I mean nothing. I've had a lot. I know you have. Inspired by Caribbean and American influences, Hillside Harvest sauces will pair well with anything. From jerk chicken to clam chowder.
That chicken was named after me.
I know, it's clearly. Check out Hillside Harvest and everything they have to offer at hillsidesauce.com. That's hillsidesauce.com. Five random sports questions, then we get to the never entertaining entertainment questions. Sometimes we get to it, sometimes we don't.
I might furlough my answers.
What do you really?
Yeah, just not answer.
You can do that. No, I need you to answer.
All right.
I need you to put some serious thought and focus on this segment.
Seven, Wisconsin, Texas A&M, and the baby Jesus. Those are my answers.
All right, good. Let me see if I can fill them in here somehow.
And Zippy.
All right, we'll start question number one. It's a would you rather.
I would.
And I know I've asked this before, but it's kind of relevant now. With Tom Brady going on the, kind of on the back nine, if you will.
What happened to him anyway? How's he been doing?
He sucks. Him in Tampa Bay.
That's what Belichick thinks, apparently.
I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to stink. Tom Brady, TB12, and Tampa Bay, they're going to stink.
Patriots,
they're not making the playoffs. They're not getting the Super Bowl.
Who's winning more games, Patriots or them?
Stop it. I know that the over-under is 9 wins for Tampa, Patriots 8.5.
Right.
Give me the Pats all day long, and Tampa's going to stink.
All right.
Did I mention what they're going to do?
I heard they're going to smell.
Okay. Question one. Would you rather be Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, and why? Again, I know. Tom Brady, 6 championships, married Giselle, blah, 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 blah. But he's on the downside of his career. Patrick Mahomes wins the championship. You know, he could win 6. You never know. He's the stud. He's young. He's going to play the next 15-plus years. He hopes. Everybody hopes. Chiefs fans hope. Who would you rather be? Question 2, Beantown Rundown style, with the diehards here at SB Nation Radio. If you could do a radio show with anyone other than your, you know, the first choice being me, of course. Hello. Who would you do that radio show with and why? So anybody you could blab with, talk sports with, other than me, of course, because I know I'm your first choice all the time. You can't get enough of me.
No, I can't.
You know, when we have, like, time off and stuff, you miss me.
I do. I was watching around, looking around the yard today. It looks like you did a little karate practice with the trees.
All I'm doing is just cutting stuff down.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just, I'm
let me see both
peppy landscaper.
You're not named Lefty yet, right?
Nope, not yet. Not yet. But anybody you could do a radio show with, anybody that
Jesus?
you would love to be, you know, do it every day. You'd enjoy it. You wouldn't hate them. I mean, I know you probably wouldn't love him as much as you love this guy right over here.
Of course not, yeah.
I know.
Who would?
But who would that guy be? Question 3 in the meantime, rundown with Pepe and Linehan. Staying on the radio topic, if you will, if you could interview any sports athlete, who would you choose and why? Who's the sports guy that you would love to interview? Or have you done that interview before? You know, they could be past tense athletes. They could not be on this. But if there's anybody that you could or could have interviewed in your lifetime, who would that athlete be? And give a little bit of an explanation. Question 4. Who is your favorite or the best owner in sports? Who's the best guy? Who's the best owner in sports right now? I got Fox News on right now, and I was watching Mark Cuban. He's on like every day.
He's going to run for president.
No, he's not.
Yep.
I know he hasn't ruled it out.
There's odds on it. He's on the board somewhere.
I know. I'm sure he is. He won't win. I'm a big Mark Cuban fan. I love Mark Cuban. But who's that owner in sports that you absolutely love?
Mark Cuban.
All right. Well, we'll just skip that one when we get back to it. Question 5, Beantown Rundown. If only the following sports are on, what are you watching? Give me the order. Like, did you pay attention?
I am.
NASCAR?
Does one car go the other way?
No.
Does one car go in reverse? That's
no.
My new one.
No. WNBA.
Yeah.
Tennis. Golf. Six. Soccer. And rugby.
Wow.
So you got NASCAR, WNBA, tennis, golf, soccer, and rugby.
Is Law and Order on?
If those sports are on, what are you watching? And put them in the order that you would love to watch those sports. That
making me think.
I know.
I told you, my brain's been furloughed.
That's the goal of this segment.
I've been working on social distancing since 2003.
I need you to focus. I need you to
I've got that AD
pay
something.
Attention.
Hey, what's that refrigerator over there?
All right. Here we go. Let's get back to it. So, again, I've asked this question on the show before. It was kind of easy. Tom Brady. Who,
yeah.
Of course you'd want to be Tom Brady other than Patrick Mahomes. But now, you know, he's with Tampa. They're going to stink. I mean, now I'm hearing they got the best receiving core in the NFL. It's why he went there. And Tampa Bay's a Super Bowl contender. Give me a freaking break.
TV
they were 9-7 last year. They're Tampa Bay. They're going to stink.
All right. Load up on Tampa, everybody.
Who would you rather be, Brady or Mahomes?
I'm going Brady all day long.
Not Mahomes?
No.
Come on.
He's already done it. Mahomes could break his leg tomorrow and be all done.
But he also just won a Super Bowl. He was 23, 24 years old.
TB12's only in his
He loves his catch-up.
He's good to go. He's got a ton of dough. He's got a richer wife. He's got
Come
rings.
On.
He got a. How about the house he bought down in Tampa, Derek? What is it, Jeter's house, right?
Jeter's house, and then people are just like going right up to him, saying, "Hey,
you really need like 9 bathrooms?
Well, you know,
you need 2. One for the weekends. That's all I need."
So you're still, by the
I'm
way,
going with TB12.
You're still thinking. Are you thinking that the TB12 in Tampa Bay is going to do something?
I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I think they're going to be better than you think. That's
no
for sure.
Way. They're going to stink.
I think they're going to win more games than the Patriots.
He's going to go downhill. He's going to miss all these passes. He's not going to be accurate.
Unless he tears his Achilles on August 5th.
Play calling.
Even then,
terrible.
He's got more time.
Who's
he's got a ton of money.
Who's calling the plays? Is that Byron Leftwich?
Yeah, Lefty, I call him.
Yeah. Come on. The team's going to stink.
No.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
TB.
Now all of a sudden they're
Tampa Bay.
They're the elite team in the NFL, and they're going to be awesome.
I didn't say that.
No, I didn't say you are.
Tampa Bay.
But everybody.
I'll take my chances being 43 years old, married to a supermodel with $100 billion in the bank.
You can't. I guess you can't go wrong.
All right.
You know what? You win.
Yeah. I don't even want to be 24 again.
All right. So you win the argument. They're still going to stink, by the way. All right. Radio show. And again, I know you want to hug me and shake my hand and all this stuff.
Anymore.
But you can't anymore. And it's, yeah. I know it's killing you.
I'm only 5.8 feet away from
you. But every time you walk in the door here in my man cave, our broadcast studio at our O'Reilly Auto Parts studio,
right, the muffler section.
You get so excited to see me. You're like a dog.
I am. I'm wagging my tail. I brought Happy Meals for the kids today.
But, and they appreciate those Happy Meals. But, if you could do a radio show with anybody else other than moi, who would it be?
Is Jesus in play?
No, he's not.
All right. How about Mr. Rogers?
No, you can't. Come on.
Why not? I'd be a great show with him.
Stop it.
How's today going in the sports world, Mr. Rogers?
Who would the guy be? Who would it be? Would it be like another sports personality?
Who would I do a show with Howard Stern? See
really?
How he does things. Joe Castiglione, the boss of Red Sox.
You could be like the Robin Quivers.
Yeah. But, of course, if I could get a show down south, it would be with Ed Orgeron.
Your next Ed Orgeron show, go Tigers. I think it'd be a great show. I think that you've got a great state of Louisiana all this all the time. Go Tigers.
I think he would hate you.
I don't think nobody hate me like that. I think he would go out after we have 15, 16 fans of crawfish. Go Tigers.
He would absolutely hate you.
Me and Ed Orgeron go outside. We have crawfish, crawl daddy, have some soup, have 10 beer. Go Tigers.
How about a sportscaster?
I hate them all.
You do?
Yeah.
What about a guy like Sean McDonough? Wouldn't he be fun to do
Sean.
A show?
I kind of did once, didn't I?
Yeah, you kind of did. You were on the same station.
In the same area code. Yeah, no kidding, huh? Yeah, I like Sean. He's a good dude.
You used the same microphone.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Who wants that one?
Leave it alone.
Me and Ed Orgeron wouldn't have that problem. Or Mr. Rogers or Jesus.
All right, question three, Beantown Rundown, presented by Hillside Sauce, Hillside Harvest. It's hillsidesauce.com. So, what athlete would you want to interview and why? Who's the athlete that you know?
Babe Ruth.
Really?
Oh, talk about all legendary stories.
Tell me about you just pounding beers and playing baseball.
Yep. Riding his own train car. Wrote a lot of him in my good pal Lee Monfield's biography of him.
And he likes,
he likes to eat. Oh, yeah. He likes to eat and drink. Either that or have Mickey Mantle come in. Imagine the stories Mickey Mantle could tell if he remembered them. How cool would that be?
All right. Question four. Who's your favorite best owner in all of sports?
You know, I get asked this all the time, and it's got to be the Man City owner of Sheikh Mansour.
What?
Yes, Sheikh Mansour from the Middle East, who was one of the most successful owners. He owns Man City United.
What's Man City United?
The soccer team.
Oh, the soccer team from MLS?
Yep.
All right. So,
no, not MLS.
No, it's not MLS?
The
I don't
real
know
soccer
who it is.
Over in England.
Oh, that other soccer league. Okay.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think anybody knows
Sheikh
what
Mansour.
About.
He's my boy.
Nuts. All right. Well, that's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Sheikh Mansour.
Speaking
of, you know what I say every time I see him? What's up, Sheikh?
Speaking of soccer, if soccer was the only sport on TV along with NASCAR, WNBA, tennis, golf, and rugby, what would you be watching in what order? I mean, is soccer number one now because you got your boy Sheikh?
Yeah, Sheikh's there. I might watch soccer later on, but I got to go with golf first.
Yeah.
Then I'd go to Law and Order. Then I'd see if
NASCAR?
There was any NASCAR. I told you, two rules. I want a car to go the other way. Oh, my new one, a car goes in reverse.
Right.
I watch every week. Goes ahead of golf. WNBA, I click through. See, I like to see if the score is like tied with a minute left.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm
girls
not
can shoot.
Crap. Absolutely.
They just launch you from three.
Yep. They've launched me from three before. Then rugby, soccer, and how about table tennis?
We can do that. Or how about cornhole?
Who wants that one?
All right. Entertainment question. So, should the handshake go away, Linehan?
Yeah, it's all
and
done.
Then should it go to fist bump, elbowing? I mean, how about Howie Mandel? He was on this like years ago, germaphobe.
Listen, nobody was ahead of social distancing more than me in the last 20 years.
Of course.
You know, I mean, I hate everybody. I just
of course
stay
you
away.
Do.
Yeah, make it fun
what,
for me.
What about like the air kiss or like the bro hug or any of that stuff? Like, what do you do? Like, is it?
I don't think
the handshake's
anymore.
Gone. The handshake's gone, right?
I'm going to invent a new thing,
What are you going to do?
I haven't decided yet. I'm not going to tell you.
All right.
I'm going to, I tell you the other thing. So, I think, like I was saying when I came in before this even started, your little kids here, two cute little girls. Lucky for them, they'll probably never have to shake anybody's hand for the rest of their life. It's all gone.
That's good.
How about buffets? They all gone?
Probably, yeah.
How about scorpion bowls?
Stop it!
How about ball pits? You going to throw your kid in a ball pit anymore?
We're going to take a timeout right now when we return.
I threw my niece Elizabeth in a ball pit once. I haven't seen her in 6 months.
Rick Horrell, the sports professor, joins the Diehards next. That's SB Nation Radio.
The Diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Linehan, you continue to amaze me, my friend.
Ah, thanks. I get that a lot.
No, but you really do. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, but you mentioned some guy named Zippy in New Hampshire listening to the program.
Yeah.
He's listening on the SB Nation radio app, and then I get a text saying thanks for saying hi to me, Zippy. How does he know my phone number?
They're kind of like the Portsmouth, New Hampshire's like bedrock. They're Fred and Bonnie.
Okay.
Yabba dabba don't.
All right, cool. On the O'Reilly studios here, O'Reilly Auto Parts, how does that jingle go?
Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
Don't do it. All right.
Let's get to the professor.
When your battery goes dead, everything could come to a stop, Linehan.
It has.
Don't take a chance on getting stranded. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle's prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Joining us on the Progressive guest line, Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Friend of the show, the sports professor, Mr. Rick Horro. Rick, welcome back to the Diehards. How you doing, pal?
Pulled that reed out of your side, didn't you, man? That was we're in a hole there with the. Yeah, by the way, O'Reilly's a great company, right? We all know that. That's a good reed. You're a radio professional, man. I am honored to be part of your show.
We love our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts, and we sort of like you.
Sort of like me? Well, I kind of sort of like you. The 60,
that's a lie.
You know, listen, the social distancing stuff that I've been told to do. I've been social distancing for nearly 60 years, so I'm fine.
That's good stuff. I could
do 30 more years.
Hey, Rick, talk a little bit about the NFL, the draft, as they're calling it, a draft-a-thon, which will be held April 23rd to 25th, which is a week from tonight. 3-day virtual fundraiser benefiting 6 charities chosen by the NFL Foundation. Explain the details on how this is going to work and who it's going to support.
Well, it's a typical NFL extravaganza. So they've already raised $35 million for COVID issues, and it's only been 2 months. NBA has
Very
been
cool.
prolific as well. But this gives us a real significant advantage to do a telethon. So you can have Roger Goodell calling on the general managers. They'll also have people in the virtual audience trying to raise some dollars for these various charities, the Salvation Army, the Feeding America, you know, of various forms of COVID relief. And the only issue is there's some pushback from the GMs because they want their supporting cast, and they're apparently going to be at home alone with their families, and they say they don't have enough information. Let me tell you something. You find one general manager who says he has enough info going into the draft, and I will introduce you to the first one ever.
Hey, Rick, you know, talking about, obviously, you know, your reports, and you get asked a million questions about different leagues and going on. Where do you see this going? Where does it end, or where does it start, or how bad is this going to get?
Well, you know, I have no idea to say how bad it's going to get. You know, everybody now is being a little more positive than we could have been about number of deaths and such. But for the first time, we have a new equation. There's a fan poll and the stuff that I reported on where the studies say that even if we're ready from the governor's perspective to get into that phase two, phase three, you heard some of it today, a lot of it's really going to depend on the spectators. 35% of the spectators who were listened to in these polls as fans say they may not be comfortable going into crowded stadiums until at least October, and about 22% say they may not be comfortable until the beginning of next year. So we have the governor of California and the mayor of New York City talking about 2021. We may have a new equation, which is the fans themselves. So we got to watch that piece of it. You can't just open the stadiums and expect the fans to come in right away.
Can the leagues pull it off without fans? Would the TV revenue be enough, and would enough people watch?
Well, let me tell you something. Would enough people watch? What are you watching now?
No, I agree 100%. Yeah, I'm just saying overall, if this goes on for a long period of time.
I have never had a series of blank televisions in front of my face for so long and not worried about it. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do draft time. I'm going to hold a draft party with my best friend, myself, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to imagine Chris Berman with big glasses and a checkered jacket and no fans, and think of back in 1978. So we will watch anything.
Yeah.
The point is, the television rights fees are paid quarterly. They're paid well in advance. Major League Baseball, for example, whether they play the Cactus League versus the Grapefruit League, who knows what's going to happen. After 2022, they've got guaranteed revenues at a 50% increase coming in every quarter. And so you get there, they're going to be fine. I'm not sure when fans stagger in, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to at least start with spectatorless facilities and games there.
How does this play into hockey and baseball maybe getting back in, especially with indoor arenas? That seems like they're in big trouble.
Well, yeah, hockey, basketball, certainly. Baseball, again, behind it. And when you say big trouble, you know, a lot of discussions are happening daily, and I know that the plans are being done, then they're being redone, then they're being redone. And, you know, how do you play a schedule where some states may allow the games to happen earlier than others? Some states will allow spectators, some states will not. There's a lot of issues that you don't even want to deal with right now. I think the NBA and NHL are pretty tolerant about having a very shortened season this year. They certainly don't want to disrupt next year because it's a major revenue year. This year you can discount some of it. If disaster relief, you have some mitigating circumstances. But if you impact the start of next year, then you're going to really have some problems now for a second season. So you got to be real careful.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only on Progressive.com. On the Progressive guest line is the sports professor, friend of the diehards, Rick Horro. It's SB Nation Radio. Hey, Rick, talk a little bit about the power of social media during this pandemic with athletes, you know, who can obviously be very powerful influencers that are now more accessible to ever than fans, you know, being on social media and saying hi to fans and singing happy birthday and all this stuff that the athletes are doing. Talk a little about the power of these athletes now on social media.
LeBron's social media reach is almost 10 times more than the starters in all four team All-Star games combined.
It's crazy.
And yeah, people listen to him as it's gospel. I would say he's would admit he's made a couple of mistakes. If you listen 24/7, the Daryl Morey China stuff early
Sure. Could
have been a little more artful. The playing in front of empty stands, and he doesn't want to do that. Well, it's not his choice. But the point is, he has opinions on things, and the spectators want to hear those opinions. Heard Kathy Barron today, who runs all of the NBA social platform social campaigns. We interviewed her for one of my Reuters podcasts, and she has a real significant collection of former and existing NBA folks, coaches, players, superstars, all asked to comment a little bit about the coronavirus, how it impacts their lives, what they're willing to do, and some advice. And that's pretty powerful when you get all of those players together through social media. And like we said, it's amazing today because you don't have the distractions of the game. There's nothing else to do. So, of course, you're going to listen to the players on social media.
Hey, Rick, we got about a minute left here. The XFL went out of business again, filed for bankruptcy. If this pandemic didn't happen, do you think the XFL would have folded?
It's a very interesting question, right? So Vince McMahon is obviously going to say no. And the attendance was leveling off a little bit. They had a very interesting plan. They had to take TV from all of the networks. Just about the time the network execs were getting a little antsy about TV, then the virus hit. Yet again, this would have been playoff time. This would have been their championship time.
Sure.
So you never really know what's going to happen with all of that. But, you know, the XFL is now 0-2. Will they come back? You know, certainly not in the same form. And the NFL again reigns supreme.
Hey, Rick, thank you so much. You stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay,
hey, Rick,
buddy?
If you want to cut Red Sox game, I'll get you a couple tickets.
Right now? Hey,
yeah.
6 foot social distancing. How
Marathon Monday. Foot? I'll get you one seat, one in seat seven.
Thank you, sports professor. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Bye.
There he is, Rick Horro, the sports professor. I had so many more questions I want
to
ask
too.
Him. But, you know, it's...
I'm going to ask about, how about minor league sports, independent leagues? How screwed are they?
College football's not happening without fans.
Bite
it's just
tongue.
Not happening. We'll do
tongue.
More NFL. Mike Giardi from the NFL Network is on next. It's SB Nation Radio, the diehards.
The diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
SB Nation Radio, thank you so much for tuning in. Listen on the SB Nation Radio app. Download it for free. Or listen at SBNationRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio, at Diehards Radio. I'm at Anthony Pepe. It's Anthony P-E-P-E. And Mr. Mark Linehan is on Twitter at MarlinBoston.com. It's MarlinBoston.com.
It's like the fish, but it's also my name.
Yes, exactly. Thank you to our producer, Andrew Carlson, running Rock and Roll Control in Houston, doing a fantastic job. How is the vibe? How's everything going in Houston, by the way, buddy?
It's good, man. It's relatively calm.
Yeah.
Weather's been great the past few days. Not that we can do a whole lot with that, but, you know, you can spend a little bit of time outside as long as you're doing it responsibly.
All right.
Do you ever think you'd see the day where you're encouraged to wear a mask when you go into the bank?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
Didn't think it was going to happen.
That's cut. You know how you rob a bank now? You go without a mask.
Okay,
that's
fair enough.
Way to do it.
Fair enough. You know, staying on that topic about the XFL and Vince McMahon, you know, obviously lots of stuff happening, Linehan, with the WWE and, you know, letting go wrestlers and all kinds of conspiracies going on, and a murder for hire and all kinds of craziness going on with the league. And, of course, the XFL folding, you know, obviously they were having a, quotation fingers, successful season. I enjoyed the football. I thought it was decent football. I did tune it in every weekend. I didn't watch every game, but I watched the majority of them. And I thought it was decent football compared to what it was the first time around.
Well, imagine if it was on now with nothing else on.
Sure.
I mean, who wouldn't watch it then? I would watch it. I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it, but if I was home and it was, I put it in the rotation.
Well, obviously, it was well thought, you know, about, you know, putting it on after the Super Bowl leading up to the NFL draft. And, you know, this would be the championship weekend. You know, so I thought the marketing
would you
was
like
good.
It
you know, the Houston team was really tough. They were the team to beat. But, you know, watching the football, I enjoyed the football. The marketing, obviously, I enjoy that angle, if you will. I think they do a good job. I mean, obviously, Vince McMahon's a marketing genius. So you can't take that away from him. You know, and then people talk about the rules and the kickoff and the camera angles and all the other stuff that are, you know, brought along with it. The interviews of a player making a play and then
I like hearing the plays called.
5 seconds later, you're interviewing the player and he's sucking wind and he can't breathe and he's like trying to explain what just happened. I enjoy that. Yeah. The play calling was fantastic. You know, and hearing the plays and trying to figure out
Jet right 295 ZX backwards go on 7.
And then you see a run left and you go, and next time you heard that again, you go, and run left. How does the defense not know this?
Yeah, exactly.
But
I would have definitely had somebody on TV. I got that right away. I would have had somebody texting somebody on the sidelines. I would have cheated.
But I just wonder, you know, if this whole situation did not happen, would they have folded? Would they have gone under? You know, and
probably.
From all the stories and all the topics you were hearing about the XFL, no, it was fine. And then even when this happened, they suspended the league. Well, they're going to pay their players. Well, obviously, nobody can play their players now. In a league like that, you can't afford to pay, you know, the assistant marketing director for the Roughnecks.
Might have been a situation where it was more financially beneficial for them to shut down.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Obviously. Like a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
Like a lot of businesses, which is a shame. But it's just frustrating that the second time around, It failed again, and that's not going to be a third time. I can't see it happening a third time.
It was content, at least, for bars, but now bars don't exist. And you got
to
wonder about bars
are
ever
going to
exist.
But it's crazy.
I mean, you know, I was in the business for a long time. I've got a lot of friends that are in the business. We both have people that own bars, and they're screwed. I mean, how long is it going to be till you're in a bar with 100 people?
I just don't think it's going to happen.
That's what I mean.
Like, I know they wheeled out the whole, you know, plan of bringing people back. You mentioned it's 29 states and there's going to be tiers, you know, 2, 3, 4 levels of this thing. And opening up bars and restaurants was level 2 of this. So it's not even level 1.
Yeah.
Level 1 will be, you know, the 1st of May or the first week in May of opening a few things up.
You can open bars and restaurants. It doesn't mean anybody's going.
My point is, there's still, it's still going to to be the takeout only. It's still going to be the social distance. It's going to be all of that stuff for the bars and restaurants to start.
And you see more and more bars and restaurants, and you know, I know a bunch of people obviously in the industry, that they all started out with that idea last few weeks for takeout, and now they've already bailed on it. Nobody's going out and getting food to go.
And then it'll be phase two. I mean, when is that phase two? Is that June? Middle of June? Is it July? And then again, once they launch that, who says the people are going to show up? I mean, I know if they get that small business loan, they have to hire people back by June 30th.
Yep.
So then they get that it's not a loan and they don't have to pay it back. So great. So you get 2 months, 2.5 months, whatever it is, to pay your employees. But if there's nobody there, you don't make any money. You're going to let them go again.
Well, just think, if you go to a game and you get tickets and you have seat one and seat seven, they're actually next to each other. How about casinos? They're going to have a 6-foot line between chairs at the poker table?
I don't think sporting events. I mean, they may play sporting events without people in the stands. Like, college football is not going to happen. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But these other sports, the NBA, the NHL, maybe the MLB, talking about doing this in Arizona. We'll get into that as well. Possibly they can pull this off without fans in the stands, but there's not going to be a sporting event with a bunch of fans together. There's not going to be any type of large event. All concerts are canceled for the rest of the year. Well, the most part, they already now.
And most importantly,
all events are.
No more buffets.
No buffets. So if you're
all you can eat.
If you're an event marketer like myself, you're screwed.
Yeah, you need an event to market.
There's no events happening in 2020.
I heard some today companies in Massachusetts that are shut down here locally. Titleist, the golf ball company and golf, you know, club maker, is in New Bedford, the Acushnetown, the South Shore of Boston. They're shut down. They haven't made a golf ball in a month.
I know.
You know, you better go in the woods and find them.
And you know, getting back to that XFL topic, I was hearing that the reason the XFL went under is because they heard that the NFL was going to delay their season. So that would mean, let's say the NFL delays for 2 or 3 months. That means the NFL would go into the, quote, XFL season, and it'd be a moot point.
You could have, you know, in August, hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs, football starting, baseball starting. It could be crazy.
I mean, it would be a fun time. And it'd be interesting to see how they pull this off, if they're able to use the facilities in Arizona and the Grapefruit League and, you know, bringing all Major League Baseball teams together.
We'll talk to my boy Pete about that later. But at the same time, you're talking about pretty much sequestering them. It's like a jury.
Yep.
And now you got to talk about, you know, the trainers, the coaches, the people that run the hotels, the bars. They're going to be stuck in this place for X amount of time. And then all of a sudden, somebody sneezes on you, everybody gets it, and you start over again.
And then obviously, that's
been my trick to cut the line every way.
In the supermarket, you sneeze, everybody's like the Red Sea.
Boom.
Yeah, I understand that.
Aisle 5, right over here. You come on.
But you know, again, if you have these teams and these players are tested, you know, they're going to have to be tested daily, right? And how does that work?
One of the things is when you're walking into a building, they're going to take your temperature.
Yep.
Hopefully not the way you enjoy it.
Okay.
But that's another story. And all of a sudden,
it's a family show.
All of a sudden, that's why I said that. So all of a sudden, what, you're at 92, you're at 99, screw?
Yep.
Can you give me your tickets back?
So if LeBron's walking into the building and he has a hot temperature because he was working out or something, beat it. You're not playing tonight.
You got to have an usher that's doing that, and then you make the bet on the game right after you see him.
There you go. I see what you're doing there.
I see what you're doing there.
I don't know. It's quite a stretch to be able to pull 30 Major League Baseball teams together with their managing staffs and coaching staffs, with the training staffs, with all the other people that have to go along. You know they're going to have, like, social media people involved.
Well, it's going to be on TV, right? So you got to have all that production crew and stuff like that.
TV production crew. You have the marketing crew. That's going to be a skeleton marketing crew, but you're going to have social media people and other people that are
going to have to basically say, I'm going away from my family for X amount of time because they're going to lock you in this baseball prison.
I just think it's there's too much. I understand that they have to try to act like they're trying or try to come up with scenarios that could possibly work, but when it's all said and done, it just seems like a logistical nightmare.
Well, hockey was talking about one place was putting everybody in North Dakota, because North Dakota is a place that hasn't been affected by that.
You're big in North Dakota.
I am huge in Fargo.
Yes,
use my name at the Arby's.
Of course you are.
I'll tell you right now, man, I'm huge. Yep.
But they also talked about having the NHL up in New Hampshire.
Manchester, New Hampshire, exactly.
Which, I just think the logistical nightmare of pulling all that together. And then you talk about all the other stuff, the hotel staff, and you mentioned the bar and the restaurants and all the other pieces that go along with that. How does that work?
And you know what? Where are all these people getting these masks when you're out? Everybody, I see all these people out with new masks. Where they get them?
I still don't have a mask. I have to get one. I went into the store the other day without a mask.
I brought you a bandana.
I couldn't figure out how to do the elastics on my ears with the bandana.
Yeah, Curry called. They want the diploma back.
But, you know, we sit here and we talk about there's no way that large crowds are going to come out together because of, obviously, the pandemic, and it's too dangerous.
Well, it's too
dangerous. Then why put all these athletes together and all these athletes, you know, the second and third tiers with the coaches and the marketing folks and the teams? You're putting them at risk, no?
Well, it's twofold, too. It's number one is the president or the governors or whomever speak up and say, okay, we're going to allow you to go to games. It's another thing that people say, I'm going to games.
Yeah.
You know, so the first step in the process is probably way down the road. And the second part is, who's going to go? I'll probably go because I don't care. But, I mean, you got kids and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You're not going to go.
No, I'm not.
Like
I clearly said, not going to go.
I've got seats 1 and seat 7 for you. Oh, good. Seats next to each other.
You'll go anywhere. You don't care. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, what the hell's going to happen? I had a good run. I had a good walk.
They're not going to put people in harm's way, yet they'll put these teams, you know, 20 to 30 players in harm's way with coaching staffs and all these other people that are involved in this entity to pull this off. There's no fear for their safety? I mean, aren't they still together? And, you know, I mean, they're still going to be in an arena playing? Are they still going to be in a locker room? I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
and in a hotel.
I don't get it.
And they're not going to let them go home. I mean, what if they play in there? Again, you got our baseball guru coming on later to ask these questions for, but at the same time, I don't see how it's going to happen either. I think that even everything clears up, what happens if one person gets it? Do you close everything down?
You have to. Yep. You have to. And again, you know, I think the NFL, obviously they're doing their draft, and there was a lot of controversy.
NFL's got going for them is two things. It's not for 3 months, and it's outdoors.
Yeah, and again, I know there's some controversy, and people questioning Goodell having the NFL draft, and he should have postponed it. He was going to get flack regardless of what he did. It didn't matter. He gets flack, when he sneezes, no pun intended there.
I don't think he does sneeze.
He does not. Huh. But
he doesn't poop either.
But I think they're going to wait. They're going to wait for the final minute to make that decision. They're not going to make a decision in May or June on whether or not the NFL season is going to happen in September.
Hockey,
they're going to wait till the final day and week to make that decision.
You got to figure hockey, basketball is screwed. Baseball has a shot because it's outdoors and it's just starting. Plays 162 games, and they're in trouble. But football has the benefits of the timing of this pandemic because it didn't happen in their season, and they've got a few months to come up with some game plans, and it's outdoors.
So I agree with you on baseball and basketball. I think they're done for the year.
Hockey, yeah.
I mean, basketball and hockey. I think they're done for the year. I don't think the baseball situation is going to happen. I think it's there's too many variables involved and too many things. I don't think that's going to happen.
But I'm saying that the timing of it, at least, is that there only would have, you know, the season hadn't even started yet, basically, when this stuff went down. So that they play 162 games.
Yep.
So there's a possibility that if they could, you know, they could get it going, and you know, they got another couple of months to still be able to salvage.
Play
stuff,
50
you know?
Games.
Yeah, why not? All in one day.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a selfish part of me that hopes they don't play, and then the Red Sox sign Mookie Betts back. That would be the coup of all coups. But honestly, there's not going to be college football.
I think you're probably right, but I don't think that's pulled the plug yet because of this place is like. You know, the Midwest, like the president said today, 29 states. You know, there's some states in the Midwest that don't really have it. I mean, obviously they'll have it when somebody like me shows up at their game, but
I just don't know how you pack in 50,000 people at the Boise State Arena, you know, the football stadium.
You got seats 1 and seat 7 next to each other.
It's just not going to happen. I keep hearing that, you know, they'll separate the stands and the seats. Yeah. Well, it's not that easy. Then you get all these people going to the restrooms together, going to the concession stands together. Then I heard one news lady say, well, maybe they can bring their own concessions with them. They can bring their own food and they can bring their own booze. Oh, yeah. So that's going to fly.
I do that anyway.
Bring your own booze.
So, what do you mean that's not allowed?
I think the only possibility is the NFL season happening very late in the fall, possibly even the start of the new year, a shortened NFL season, and that'll be the first of sports happening.
Well,
I don't believe anything's happening in 2020.
The curveball for college athletics is September, is that schools are already planning on not opening their campuses.
Correct.
You know, like Boston University, Harvard, schools like that are, you know, I think the bellwether.
But BC will have to wait until the ACC makes that decision.
They can make this. BC academically is not going to listen to athletically.
But they're still going to find out and wait to see what happens with the ACC and see what these power schools are going to, what they're going to do, because there's too much money involved in here.
But you can't, I don't see how you can have a college campus not open and have athletics involved. You know, that's going to be the curveball.
You can't.
You can't. You know? And then you're talking about, you know, schools. There's going to be schools that close. I mean, like anything else that count on. Yep. I mean, I think the football revenue, we went over this last week. I saw Nebraska's numbers. Nebraska's football program pays for every other sport.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is the same with, you know, a lot of other big-time schools like that. So if there's no football.
You're going to see sports go bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is going to be an absolute shame.
Yeah, I'll say.
But,
I guess we're going to watch more Law and Order.
these college football programs, they are built on their fans.
And they
generate their revenue, as you just mentioned, Nebraska. They're all like that. All these big schools, they generate their revenue and provide the tennis team and the lacrosse team and the swimming team the ability to function.
Yep. I'm with you. We only can watch more like shows like Bar Rescue and stuff.
All right,
you know
why not?
I saw one last week. The bar was a mess. He came in and he yelled at everybody, and then in the end, the bar was better. Do you see that one?
I did not.
Well, that's every one of them.
Quick TO. We'll come right back. You're listening to the Diehards. He's Linehan. I'm Pepe.
Jeff Ramsey show.
Stop. It's SB Nation Radio.
The Diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Speaking of watching TV, have you seen The Tiger King?
You know I haven't.
All right.
What happens? Don't tell me how it ends. The guy eats the tiger eats him. The odds are 2-1, right?
You know what? It's just, you know, I'm glad it's over. It was a 7-part series on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, everybody watched it, so it was one of those I had to watch it.
Not me.
I did not enjoy it. I did not love it.
I don't do what the public says.
But I watched it. I needed to watch it. It was insane. It was crazy. Joe Exotic is in jail.
When your mother named you Joe Exotic, you're either going to be a stripper or eat tigers, right?
I don't think he was eating tigers. Hour down, one more hour to go. You're listening to the Diehards,
Tiger
SB Nation.
To go, please. 6 feet away.